Blog Talk Radio.
The following is appropriate for all audiences, so tell all audiences, get involved. It's 9 o'clock here. It's 9 p.m. here on I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. You're listening to Talk Dude, and of course, that's your
Comedian
cue.
Organic, okay.
A little late, but there. Okay. Now, please, call in, talk with us. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, give us all an idea of what it is, organic. Come on, get the ball rolling.
Well, we have to look into ourselves and find, you know, when you are desperate in the moment looking for something that you are meant to truly find, you find the most important part of yourself that is being projected through others. And when you connect to that part and your voice is truly being heard, as Talk Dude is doing, it's reaching another part of itself, you know, to get to identify with others. You know, isn't that truly one of the things you get to extend from yourself? You know, getting to hear a friend within yourself that is being expressed through yourself, where others can really connect about themselves and being able to truly have that connection is where people are trying to find some sense of purpose.
Sense of purpose, yeah. Purpose. Okay. Let me start by telling you how I found purpose. Spent a lot of my time wandering around, drifting, aimlessly almost, willing to try anything. It would help for a few minutes, but I couldn't stick with it. I was so dang noncommittal. Almost like a womanizer, but without the scoring part. I was going up and down. I was trying to basically find me. Where was I? It's not as simple as walking into your house and just looking in the mirror and saying, there I am. If only it were that simple. But it's not. I remember wondering, honestly, really, who am I? What am I? You know what? Guy I know got me into all this meditation and whatnot. Now, look, understand something. I was the kind of guy who basically thought yoga was for women, Indian women, kinky Indian women. They had so much fun stretching and limbering, doing it. They thought, you know, even better if we could do this while they were having sex. And then they invented the Kama Sutra. That's how that happened. This yoga thing is great. We can have sex while we're doing this. But look, long story short, once in a while, if you just sit back, listen to that inner voice, just sit on the bed in the lotus position, in the butterfly position, or in the diamond position. These are not dirty, by the way. Although, if you find the right person, they can be. Everything just floats in, flows through, like a river without a dam. It comes to you. And dang it, I found myself. I'm just sorry it took this long. And tell me, Organic, how did you find yourself? What do you do?
One of the things that how I was able to find myself is because the true connection that I felt that was expressing myself, it was a meaning that others would tell me that there was confining in my moment that connected as a highlighted, you know, stimulating place that people would allow that vibration level that I was feeling within what I was talking about. It was more of how you would pour a cup of water for each person and have that natural element of that water in the vibration level you can see. And each person would give you that thank you. I needed this. And it was finding yourself. It's other moments that you're connecting with. It's a very, connecting part that it was giving me more purpose as I was revealing others into their deeper moments. It was me seeing, and others was is like sharing some food. When you start connecting yourself, you start seeing moments, and when you start building yourself, you feel the moments that are reflecting with others is reflecting to you too. And you say, oh, this is a moment. And others will connect, and you feel the moment within you even deeper.
Now, me personally, it's not just a case of, you do a little bit of stretching and going, and everything just falls into place. Oh, no. It's just a little more complicated than that. Now, me personally, you know how I center myself? I do this every day. I do this, I'm up before the sun is up. I know, a lot of people are, but they're mostly forcing themselves with both hands, trying to get out of bed, getting to work, trying to shave, brush their teeth, and shower, and drink coffee, all simultaneously on the way to work. But no, I'm talking about really getting up, basically, well, it's still very dark out, and then just basically having a good zen self-discovering moment for maybe a good half hour or so. And then maybe a little jerk before work, Release that beast ahead of time. No matter what age you are, that basically baby batter will conflict with your mind results, releasing that right before. Okay,
so
do
this,
that.
This is the thing.
The wank.
This is the thing that I always am trying to find out about this program.
I'm trying to help you.
That you be talking about on this program, you say all viewers, I don't necessarily think the show kind of reminds you of a cartoon that is too explicit for everyone to watch, and it's like they didn't pick warning signs that this is inappropriate. This what the show gives me the kind of like falling off your rockers. And it's like this show gives me that. Like this show should have some kind of brace.
Understand that I'm no shock jock. I'm not just trying to shock. I'm saying this. I'm a work jock. This will work. It's all about personal zen, self-discovery. I know. We all want to basically develop some kind of inner callousness and whatever and toughness up for that cold, cruel, what have you, that existence, this life, which there may only be one of, probably
is.
But you know what? Take a moment to find out who you are. And you know what? You don't need to basically pretend to be somebody. You don't need to pretend to be somebody else to honestly.
This is the thing. I'm losing my point.
Go ahead.
It's a place. You talk so long where it's like a part where I'm trying to get in there.
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying to you is it is a place where you could be kind of like, service to people's experiences, but then you have somebody that truly understand what you are to leave your mark. They will not, they won't allow you to babysit them. They won't want you to do that. They will truly want you to be what they see you are. And as you truly connect with them, you'll see that person is really for you. And that's really what we are. As you say, and as I was saying about, you just asked me about when I found myself, is really it's a connection that you have with others, because that's the real, true the connection that, you can constantly see yourself, but when you start seeing others in that same mirror that is happy with enjoying the same connection of vision as you is, you can see that, not saying that you're looking for approval for everybody, but that is a connection. I said this because I wanted to connect. Hey, how'd have this magical experience that I've been bringing. This is one of the things in the show. Y'all may hear me say this. But this is one of the things I want to speak it to existence. Closer are you are getting to the most beautiful woman that is in your reach, and regardless how beautiful she is, she's truly connecting, understanding who you are, and really embracing the part of you that allow others to really connect. Now, why am I always bringing up this beautiful thing? Why is this always something I'm bringing up? You think? Do you not think? Have this day have been marked over again as you express? Is it not a part of you that you truly know that this beautiful woman that have all these amazing things about her, don't you think that's for you? Do you think that was the gift as you express all these people that they get a chance to meet you and express? You don't think that beautiful woman is in the actual ingredients that you have been expressing and truly caring about?
Well, I want a beautiful woman right now. I'll mention for one. I don't know how you did that, but you just managed to make beautiful women an attractive package. Well, what have you?
Yeah, today I was looking at a woman, and as I was looking at her, I wanted to tell her this, but I didn't say this. It was like in my mind. I was saying, as you present yourself into the world and you want this magical connection to naturally appear, right? She will not allow me to be connecting to her. And I say, how you doing today, young lady? She just, in a sense, she just dismissed me as the entitlement, as she became the connection of her worst nightmares. She have, been, because what happens is when a person good have good intention, person that's going to, change your life and change where you're, centered. If you don't understand what that is, what happens is, you disconnect and you find yourself in another connection that it will pull from you the opposite direction. So when someone truly helping you and truly, listen to this. Have you ever think about this before? When you go to the store and you're buying the most freshest vegetables, freshest fruit, is it about getting the fruit that's unfresh, that's quantity, or is it about getting the fresh fruit of quality? See, it's so often that you would talk to someone and they would tell you, hey, look at this, even a little kid. When a little kid see a beautiful girl, a beautiful woman, it's a natural instinct. You can just have your eyes closed. They say, wow, she's pretty. It's a natural instinct. So why in society we are programmed for all the insecurities of the self that's blowing? Pick the trash up. Stop letting the trash blow around. It's a job to pick the trash up. You cannot say the trash is the whole picture of what a guy and him saying, oh, that's a beautiful woman. That's not every guy. Every guy is not here to neglect. Most of us are not even seeing the magical moments that's presenting. We're looking at a very small piece. So when a guy and him saying, oh, that's a beautiful woman, he should not be locked up in a prison of what psychological, images that particular trash. No, because it's even though that trash is more beautiful moments that's connected. Think about this. If we looked at 75 years ago, always, you know, lean back and see a beautiful woman. But if we lean forward, this beautiful moment have been marinating like a chocolate waterfall. And what you do with a chocolate waterfall, you dip all kinds of greatest things that you can imagine, you know, all kinds of fruit in there. You may want to, you know, take that, you know, moment to really enhance that ability. But is that in my instinct of connection? I know me seeing something is not something for me to be, you know, timid and shy about. It's truly, I know truly, I've been exposed to the desires of great. And for me to be lacking that appetite of creating and sharing. Now, this person, I know. In my attention, in my true ability to care. Hey, I'm going to get back to that. But I want to get back to talk, dude. Do you truly feel that a good, beautiful woman shouldn't be addressed as being beautiful?
Yeah, I think she should be addressed basically just like any other woman. Al, I think it's about time that basically we stop trying to label everybody. Just need to be addressed like anybody else. No more preferential treatment. Only way to help the melting pot melt. 17 minutes after the hour, here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Join this conversation. Tell us what you think. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
And I can see she's being thrown in trash like a Spire product.
Oh, damn.
You know, you have an expiration date where a product can be sold. Then you have a product where it's being just thrown in the trash. That's what happens most of the time. Now, we have cases where it's called dumpster diving, right? Where people take stuff that's not, you know, any longer, you know, being able to be sold, and they take it and they create meals for people. Now, that's possible. That's possible. But what happens is a person that, you know, feel like they're like that, what happens is so often, let's look at this. They get an opportunity, and they start feeling like the things that they think that's important for them to have and what's compatible in what they think is good, they find out that's the thing that's destroying them. But then it becomes so of aggression that they become desperate, and guess what happens? They open their eyes up to see something, and it's not even half of what they could get. And it's really, who's picking? The chef, when the chef's picking the meal he's cooking or she's cooking, they're the ones that make that. Just like the bee that goes into the pollen, right? What does the bee do? What do the bee do to that fruit that grows? How does that pollen, all that, is coming from that bee, right?
Yeah.
So a true beautiful woman, she recognized. And if you look at women from back in the day, they're recognized. They will be embracing to what's going on, and that's what it's supposed to be. You got the perception where a man can't even be a man and enjoy a beautiful woman. And a woman said this. She think that it's just limited by owning up to your mama. She think that is her job to try to exploit that great, you know, ability. That's a unique space that someone that is of quality can find you at the end of your chapter and find someone great in you, but you think that in your chapter you must keep killing this space of greatness from the end of your time. You don't get it. You're killing greatness because greatness is recognized. Isn't that something? She's trying to kill greatness by telling the younger guy she's too old, like he's not going to get another greater woman, that he's the gift. You know, he's the gift to keep, you know, he's taking something impeded into her person, they don't recognize that. Every person is not, you know, when I see that, I say, you don't understand that I'm beyond the resources that you give me. I'm beyond the resources. So would a woman tell me personally, she's too old to be my mom. She don't realize I'm beyond the limitations of your fantasy and your desires to keep. I'm beyond that. To me, you telling me that is almost like you are experiencing a dream. And you're not my reality. You have been locked into your own narration of the ending of you. You know what you remind me of? You personally remind me of a time where your opinion have never been thought of. And you say that as it's going to change my life and my capacity of greatness. What happened, what you did was you find yourself just locking yourself up in a hostage tomb of your thoughts never being carried out to a dream play. Because I'm playing greater.
Hey, come on. Let's get more into talk, dude. What do we feel here?
What do I feel? I feel a lot.
And how do we get past that point where women try to neglect us as they not the whole, you're one woman, and our life is a whole capacity of experiences that you couldn't be magically a gift. See, we already know we are special gifts. So when you try to do that, you are in a sense compromising greatness that we're giving you.
Not me personally. Look. I think the first step. Now, women say they want equality. They say they want it. If they want it. We need to start making equal everything.
But you cannot let that name and that story connect to women that you meeting women all the time that don't think that way. You can't pick a woman that dictate every woman because that makes no sense. You can't say here you're talking from a look at this man. I personally have been with all types of great thoughts of women that I know that I say, hey, why are we so often taking the road to expose people? And it's like a lot of people are not getting the fair amount of, you know, truth that it's carrying their life to another level. We know it's not about this one person or they're about this group of people in the age. It's about this place where the greatness is a part of wealth in the internal spirit. So when someone tells you something, that is almost like, you know, a joke after a joke being told, somebody hear the joke. And the joke just passed on them like that. The people that are successful within that storyboard already said it a million times, and the person that's hearing it for the first time trying to see if it's funny has already passed through that. As they're being grown, they understand this word in conversation is beyond that. You know, they lack capacity of being older. It's limitations in their knowledge because this life, when you connect to the great being, you know that his life is really the wealth of old. You're not old. You know, you are almost like in the sense of something that trying to get life. You're in a life of the greatness that God, he blessed the understanding to recognize. So when he gives you breath, it's almost as you have, you know, in a sense, trying to kill the greatness. And when you say that to something that's already more connected, when they tell me that, I already know it's like, hold on a second. You cannot control it. I already had that already. You know, I have to not say I'm trying to be humble. I have to say I'm past being humble. I'm past being not humble. You know, I'm just, as I'm looking around, I'm trying to give you a little bit. You know, I'm trying to give you a hospitality in what I'm experiencing. You can't tell me what type of woman that I'm supposed to get. You know, I already know. I spent 2 years
you know, in the inventory. And we're sitting here trying to talk about bragging and talking about experience of a partner. You don't own it. What you're trying to do is find a connection that it's better than your life and try to connect and try to figure out a way, how can I use myself as something to, you know, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to grow in my greatness and trying to try. See, you can tell a woman, oh, I built this kind of woman, this kind of woman, and she's trying to figure out, or that woman shouldn't have dated you. And you'll look at her, you'll be like, wow, you're like leftover trash that need to be cleaned. That's when you get women like that. Like, I've seen so many older women 20 years ago plus, and the quality of women that don't understand it. Like, this is your peer group, and the day you filled up your time, and your time still hasn't filled the known meaning of granting you greatness. And you sitting here trying to destroy by being a cross-contaminated party pooper.
Dang. What a rap. A cross-contaminated party pooper. Tell me that's not me. I haven't pooped in any parties, have I? I haven't pooped your party, have I? This is my show.
That's the point I'm saying, bro. It's not about us. You know, you're the life capacity, man. I can tell everybody here, this guy right here, he's a life capacity. He already, his label's been already exposed. He already been put out into the world. And a lot of y'all, you know, at this point in time, he's already there. This guy is he's a celebrity. And this guy just, you know, he's always trying to, you know, redefine himself, he's really trying to rebirth himself. You know, hopefully one day that rebirth is going to be, you know, it's going to be from a little organic platform. It's going to be in the womb of a woman. So his rebirth is going to be from a place where it gets to grow and think and develop itself, you know. And that's the thing. This guy is, you know, he's already a celebrity, you know. And it is a part of life, man. It's like I can't sit here and say, you know, I know what I want to, it's the thing. Like when a woman tell me, oh, that woman's short right there. She's really short. Hey, if this woman is enjoying my time, and it's a natural element, man. I just like, it's like they say when you're reading a book, you're not finding the book. The book is finding you in a sense. You know what I mean? And people say that many times. Like, I've seen women that, you know, it's like coming up is like connection, you know, and it's so in place to grant the greatness, the space to to share and grow and move and event, you know. But it seems like you ever see your time being with someone that is not important, they will figure out ways to be, it's almost like cooking a meal, they figure out ways to burn it.
You've been listening to I Can't Find You But We Found Ourselves here with Talk Dude, the one, the only, and
Comedian Organic OK.
Yeah, please check us out online. We've got a whole roster of more shows coming up. Thank you all for tuning in. Final closing note. I want to be freed. I want to be unchained. I want to be let wild and loose. You know,
Stop talking about yourself. Stop talking about yourself as somebody that is not free, bro. When you're free, you're just enjoying the vibration levels as the breeze would be as a fragrance, you know. Let that just be, you know, and you will smell it and you will enjoy it. You know, you keep living yourself as like a hostage, and as long as you think you're a hostage, you will find more people that are hostage, and they'll be making you hostage because they won't free you. You know, that's the worst thing, like somebody stealing you from yourself. You know, so you can't allow them to even see that, you know, even though it's a part of your time, because then they would try to, people don't want to free you. They want to hostage you and steal from you. So you got to, you know, you got to vent yourself. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Thank you. Good night. And please come again.